Unit 10. Stocks and Cross-Shareholding. Reading.
Stocks, or shares, represent a portion of the ownership of a company. In order to run a business, companies need capital to develop new products, build factories, hire more employees, etc. Basically, a company can raise capital either by borrowing money in the form of loans and then paying it back with interest, or by selling stocks. Selling company shares and giving partial ownership to investors allow companies to acquire large amount of capital quickly without having to pay interest. Instead of receiving interest, investors receive benefit in the form of dividend and capital gain, in the case where the company's business is performing well. Of course, there is always a possibility that its business may falter. In this case, the company's stock value will drop and investors will suffer capital loss. The stock market, such as the Tokyo Stock Exchange, is a place where the shares of companies are traded. Investors can choose company shares from a wide array of industries. In the past, companies in Japan did not rely as much on the stock market to raise their capital as they do today. For a long period of time in post-war Japan, companies adopted a unique practice of capital trading called cross-shareholding. With the nucleus of a main bank, the main provider of loans, companies with close business ties held each other's shares to strengthen their relationship and prevent takeovers. Moreover, since these companies were stable shareholders to each other, the amount of floating shares on the market was low, which protected group companies' share prices from erratic fluctuations. However, this practice was criticized by other countries for its exclusivity and non-transparency, and it gradually began to decline from the 1990s.